Time for our feature on how to write. We do something different each week, and today we're looking at how to write a crossword. I'm joined by veteran crossword creator Ellen Shooker. Hello there, Ellen.
Hello, Jesse.
Nice to talk to you and thank you for your time today. What sort of crosswords did you write for the listener?
I still write the crossword for the listener. It's called a quiz word, which combines a quiz with a crossword. So all the clues are written in a question form. So it sort of combines both.
Okay, and I'm going to have lots of basic questions that you must have answered a million times at dinner parties.
Sure.
Where do you get your grids from?
The grids, I use about 15 or so grids for my listener crossword, which I've gathered over years, to give me a variety of word lengths and patterns and stop them being boring, basically. I often use a two-word answer, so sometimes I'll want a two-word name to fit across two clues, so I shuffle around till I find the one I want and use that.
So, because no one's going to notice if you use the same grid twice over a medium sort of a period, are they?
No. I try not to do the same grid too often. What people do notice, though, is if you repeat a clue. So every word that I've put in every quiz word for the last 30 years recorded. So when I enter a word, I check back to see when it was last used. People don't want repetition. So if I'm putting a word in, I'll look back, and if I used it, say, a couple of years ago, I won't use it, or perhaps if it's an American state or something, I can use a different clue for it just to keep them fresh.
So you start with your grid?
Start with a grid, any crossword. You start with a grid and work backwards. So you fill the grid first and then write your clues from the grid.
Okay. How do you choose the words and fill the grid?
I usually start with something that I've come up in the previous weeks. I've got a list of quirky bits of trivia that I try to include in them. So I might put that in first and then build the rest of the grid around that. And any crossword, it's easiest to start with your longest words. If you start with shorter words, you'll find that the letter combination is impossible to get a word across it. So I put my bit of trivia in first, then start filling the longest words, and then gradually fill the grid. As I go, I've got to think, have I repeated it? Have I got too much of the same topic in the same crossword? I want to get a balance of perhaps male and female content. I'm always thinking of the difficulty level. If I've got quite a difficult word, I'll put two or three easier ones across it to try and lead people into it. Getting the level of difficulty is always awkward.
You obviously have a brain which is a sponge for trivia, or at least trivia attaches
to it. I think it does.
Is assessing the difficulty of a clue one of your skills as well?
I partly do that, and then my wife Deborah, every crossword that I do, she also does my son Simon's code cracker 7 a week, plus another one that he does. So she's very busy solving all these puzzles and coming back with a critique saying, this is too hard in this corner, or this looks a bit funny. So it goes backwards and forwards a few times, and then eventually I finish the puzzle and send it off.
How many clues down, how many across?
It varies. It's usually... one I'm working on at the moment, there's about 12 clues down and 12 clues across, but it varies on the grids, of course. The other thing I've got to do all the time is check the accuracy of the content that I put in.
Mm-hmm.
I put in, the other day I fitted Robert Schumann in, and I had this idea at the back of my mind that he damaged his hand by stretching it sometime, and he had to concentrate on his composing rather than his playing. So when I went to write the clue, I found that he didn't actually do this. He had a paralysis in his hand, but this is repeated over and over and over and has been for a couple of hundred years that he stretched his hand and damaged it. But in fact, he had a paralysis problem. But I spent hours and hours looking at old medical records, his letters, his wife Clara's letters, his doctor's reports and things. So he never damaged his hand by stretching it. And if I'd put that in as a clue, I would have just been repeating this myth, so I've got to go.
You obviously love it, love facts.
Yeah, I do. I enjoy compiling them, and I enjoy getting feedback from people. if anybody wants to try the crosswords, if they go to quizword.co.nz, there's a few sample ones there on the site.
How did you think you'd go as a chaser?
Don't think so.
Really?
But yeah, I've got all sorts of nonsense in my head, which keeps me awake all night, but I don't think I'd be a very good chaser.
And how long would it take you to do a 12 down, 12 across crossword to create it?
I create them one word at a time, much the same as I have years ago, but the only difference now that I'm doing it on screen and makes it quicker to fill it. But I might spend a day and a half or, you know, 2 days on one of them by the time I've checked every
Great. Fact, every... There'll be lots of people out there pleased that you did. Ellen, Shuka or Shaka?
Oh, or Shuka, whatever you like.
Well, Shuka, there we go. Nice to talk to you. Thanks so much. And that's a few tips on how to write a crossword.